The following program is recorded, and we are not accepting any phone calls. Good morning and welcome to Community Spotlight. Our guest this morning is Punxsutawney Chief of Police, Matt Conrad. Thank you for coming into the studio, Matt.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Or I should call you Chief, I'm sorry.
Whatever you want to call me today. It's not a big deal, but thanks for having me this morning.
All right, now you have a canine unit that you want to see happen. You want to make this canine unit be a reality in Punxsutawney. They've never had a canine unit in Punxsutawney, and this would be great for the community. A lot of people are very supportive of the idea. Now, what's going on as far as the borough council and its money toward the canine unit?
Yeah, I approached borough council, the mayor and I don't know, probably around April time frame, started discussing the idea of creating a canine program here. I think it was, June? June meeting, they actually reallocated $16,000 to make this, to kick the program off. It's about half of what I need to officially set up the program properly. So I just want to thank Borough Council and Borough Manager Toby Sanek for helping that, making that happen. It's a big start to the program.
Toby sat in that seat many, many, many times. He's a great guy.
I listened to his community spotlights every time he's up there.
He's a great guy.
He is good.
So you have $16,000 from the borough council toward the canine unit, and you're raising the rest of the money. Now, there was festival in the park, and there was a dunk tank. And I know that Toby and a bunch of other people, the council president, Bill Williams, he was also in the dunk tank. And I guess you raised a pretty good chunk of change, but, you know, you need a lot more.
Yeah, we raised about $1,800 that week, which was far exceeding my expectations, and I just can't thank the community enough for the generous outpouring already that we've received for the program.
This is fantastic. Now, the benefits of having a canine unit, do you want to talk about that real quick?
Yeah, the way we're going to set it up is the goal is to have two dogs here. The dogs can only work so many days a week, so to have one 7 days a week on the street, we're gonna try to outfit the department with two dogs. What they can do is they'll both be trained, hopefully, in scent detection, which would be to search for narcotics, tracking and trailing. So if you have an elderly person or somebody with dementia that wanders, or even a young child with autism, or even just a young child period, we should be able to grab a scent and track them theoretically. Also, there's that other unit in Brookville, Pine Creek Search Unit, which they do the similar things with us. So hopefully we can pair up with them as well, as long with Dubois City has a canine program they just created. So hopefully in this area we'll get some good training with everybody as well.
So the dogs here for Punxsutawney, potentially, they're going to be trained in the same places that the Dubois and the Brookville ones were trained at then, too.
Brookville, I believe the probation canine iron, he was from Shallow Creek Kennels, so he's trained a little differently. Dubois City and St. Mary's both received their dogs from Phillips Command Dogs in Olean, New York, which is where we're gonna purchase our dogs from, along with send one of the animals we already have there for training at the end of July.
So now, I think that's something a lot of people don't realize, that the canine units are also used for looking for people, you know, which is a fantastic resource to have if you have a canine unit, you know, and you have somebody missing, an elderly person or a child, you know, you have the canine unit right there.
They're phenomenal the way they work. It's natural to them. You would never know that. Fury, who I have, started him in search and rescue when he was probably about 18 to 20 weeks old.
Wow.
It's just natural to them. You give them a scent and I don't know how they do it, honestly. I think it's more training for the handler than it is for the actual dog.
Well, you think about it. I mean, humans and canines. I mean, we have a relationship with the canines that go back, I mean, thousands and thousands of years. I mean, there's a bond there between humans and dogs. It's an incredible bond. You're a dog person, naturally, right?
I am. Yeah,
Fury, I am too.
Fury's actually a rescue, so he has kind of a good backstory to him.
Well, we got to hear about his backstory.
Yeah, he was actually rescued out of Oregon, State of Jefferson Working Dogs Rescue. His father now currently works for the Oregon State Patrol. He was a rescue as well. So they were actually turned over to this rescue after a drug bust at a hotel. So it's a good story when you back it up. He was a young puppy then. They turned him over to the rescue. Now he's going to hopefully graduate from scent detection school and go to work here. So
how cool is that? What kind of mix is he, a mix then?
No, he's a purebred Belgian Malinois.
I don't really know anything about them. I'll have to Google it.
Yeah, they're smaller than a German Shepherd, a little more agile.
Okay.
But they look similar to a German Shepherd.
Oh, okay. Because German Shepherd's kind of like the thing that pops into, you know, the breed that pops into my head right away whenever you're talking about that. Why do they usually go for the German Shepherds?
I'm not sure why they I'm a Belgian guy. In the service, I worked with the Belgians. They were they're a phenomenal dog.
Good personality.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, they're very high energy. High energy animals.
So they require a little bit of attention.
He definitely keeps me on my toes. That's for sure.
And they are police officers, right?
Yes. You can charge an individual if they harm your dog, just like you would charge if somebody hit an actual officer. So they are sworn in. They are considered a police officer in the crimes code.
Now, you were on WJAC news. And they cut your bit. I mean, on this end of things, I know it's like, well, we got to cut a lot of stuff for time. It's about that, you know, it's a time thing. But can you give us what they cut? The whole story, anyway.
The Borough Council, I had a piece in there about the support that they're giving me for this project. I just think in the current atmosphere of the United States, for council to step up and not defund the police, but actually fund the police, is just awesome. And I really appreciate their support.
So that's what they cut out of JAC TV?
That's the portion that was taken out of the interview.
Really?
That I was kind of disappointed was not on.
Wow.
Not on TV.
I thought there was something else. I thought, well, you know, I'm surprised to find out that that's what they cut. Yeah. Hey, you know, the media. What do they know? It's just the media. Now, as far as like other things that's coming down the road, National Night Out. What's happening with that later on?
Yeah, we put National Night Out on hold this year. It's an event we always put on in the first Tuesday in August, and during the pandemic, it's geared towards children and a lot of activities for them. So there was no way that we could figure out to keep those stations sanitized and provide a safe environment. So we put it on hold till next year, unfortunately.
Stuff a Cruiser continues.
Stuff
though,
a
right?
Cruiser will still continue as long as Community Action's willing to have us participate, which
I can't imagine
been a good 2-year partnership with them so far. So
yeah, that sounds like it. Well, it's a great cause too. Last year you had you showed me that cruiser, and holy good God,
I don't know how much we had last year. We had an LMTV from the National Guard come down with toys, so it's a pretty good event.
A lot of happy kids.
Yes,
they really wouldn't have had a happy Christmas, but you made them have a wonderful Christmas with all the stuff that
community outreach is a big. Thing we try to strive to do in the police department here.
And it's amazing like how the community does respond and you know, they just care.
And I see that now with this program. The community has been just phenomenal. I can't go anywhere out in public right now without somebody talking to me about the canine program. They're excited about it.
That's because we love dogs.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, how can you not?
We love dogs. They look at you and then you can tell like what they're thinking, and how if you're sad, then they're there. It's like, hey, what's wrong? If you're in a good mood, it's like, well, hey, let's play. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not feeling well, it's like they're there too.
Oh, that's true.
Gotta love dogs. Now, if anybody wants to donate to the canine unit to make this happen, how can they do that?
They can stop down at the PD, and I can talk to them. They can write a check out to the Punxsutawney Borough Police Department just in the memo or on the line, write canine unit, so we know where to deposit it. We have Laska's coupons for sale for pizzas. All the proceeds go to us. They're $7. We have them for sale at the PD. We'll also be at Tractor Supply from 10 to 1 tomorrow. My wife and I will be down there selling pizza coupons.
Now, the air date of this is a Sunday, so by tomorrow you actually mean Saturday?
Oh, yeah, okay. The day prior.
So all you have to do is get in your time machine.
And travel back a day.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're recording this on a hot and humid Friday, and I have to cut grass. You said you have to cut grass today?
I have to cut grass as well.
Oh, man, what a day to do the grass cutting. If I can think of an excuse to get out of grass cutting today, I will find it.
Yeah, maybe the heat this afternoon will
there you
be a
go.
Good excuse for you.
Yeah, I don't want heat stroke or anything like that.
No, nobody wants that.
All right, so the canine unit is a reality. And then, again, the name of the dog is?
My dog's named Fury. The second dog's going to be... It's not determined yet. We're still in the process of determining who the handler is going to be. And we had a meet and greet with Phillips Command Dogs last week. They brought a couple dogs down. One was Riker and one was Savannah, both German Shepherds.
Pretty cool names there, too.
Very good-looking dogs, well-behaved. So
the one out of Homer City, his name is Thor.
Thor. Yeah, I met Thor. He's a wild one, too.
Is he?
Yeah, he has lots
he's a German Shepherd.
He has lots of energy. I can't recall... Yeah, is he a German Shepherd?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
I can't remember either.
Wow, but that Belgian mix, I'm going to have to Google that and check out some photos there. All right. Well, did we miss anything there, Chief?
I don't think so. Just that the community so far. If you don't mind me mentioning, I might mention some of the donations I received already.
Yeah, go ahead.
Punxsutawney Walmart has donated through a grant program they have. Punxsy Eagles, they just donated. Brackman Chevy's going to be giving me a donation at the end of the month from their proceeds from the vehicles they get. Lily's Restaurant, Steve's Greenhouse, Unimart just sent me a donation. East End Laundromat. And then there's been numerous citizens that have come in and just, you know, dropped off checks or bought pizza coupons that I have a whole list here, and it would take us the rest of the show and probably over if I started naming everybody. I want to let those businesses know that we appreciate it, and all the citizens that have already donated and are going to donate. We appreciate it, and the outpouring of support right now, especially with the atmosphere the country's in, is just phenomenal, and just really appreciate everybody.
Great community, and we appreciate you and everything that you do too there, Chief, so thank you very much. Thanks for taking the time out and coming into the studio today.
Thanks for having me.